She smiled up at him. Laka had not a speck of force sensitivity in her. Normally, that would have made her automatically undeserving of his affections. But Laka had other extremely worthy qualities. She was intelligent, patient, and knew how to keep secrets. And she was beautiful. As beautiful as any Kashiri woman, though she was human. Even now, well past her youth, her soft smile moved him. She had proven a good mate and mother, and he had missed her. Her eyes searched his.
"You are worried about our daughter," she said.
Gavar tapped her nose lightly.
"And you tell people you aren't Force-sensitive."
"I'm Gavar-sensitive," she said,
humor warm in her voice.
"Which is perhaps even better."
They had not spoken of Vistara until now, and Gavar found that he yearned to unburden himself of the worry. No one in the galaxy knew Vistara as well as he and Laka did. Perhaps she could shed some insight. So standing on the balcony, his arms around his wife, Gavar Kai spoke quietly of the challenge he had set their daughter. Of her success, or possible failure. Of killing High Lord Talon. Laka didn't protest, or seem upset in any way. Both her daughter and her mate were powerful dark side users. He was the one best suited to guide Vistara, not she. But Gavar knew she loved them both, and he welcomed the chance to speak freely.
"She loves this Jedi boy?"
Laka asked.
"While he is yet a boy, he is already a Jedi Knight, their equivalent of a saber. And yes, I believe she does."
"Do you think she could sway him? He could be a powerful asset to the tribe. And it sounds like he will treat our daughter properly, with respect and care."
Laka had the correct priorities. First the tribe, and then their child.
"I fear he might sway her. Sometimes I think she is truly my daughter, a fierce and proud Sith, as I have trained her to be. And sometimes I think she is on the verge of betraying all of us."
She gave him another one of her smiles, almost radiant with love.
"Not our Vistara. She knows her duty. To the dark side, to the Sith, to the lost tribe, to us. Even if she falters, I have faith she will not truly fall from the path."
He pressed his forehead to hers, sighing softly.
"I hope you are right," he said.
He did not have to elaborate. If Vistara betrayed them, his duty would be to slay her. And Laka knew it. Wordlessly, Laka lifted her mouth to his and kissed him. Her fingers curled around his cybernetic arm, and she led him back into the bedroom.